Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday. It's the last week of preseason, and the Packers still have a lot of questions to answer. Most of those questions are at the bottom of the depth chart, but some starting jobs are up for grabs, especially along the offensive line, where Matt LaFleur literally, gave credence to the idea that two rookies could be starting. Now, a lot of things have to break a certain way, but, for a team that has had lots of veteran O-lines in front of Aaron Rodgers, to have two rookies possibly starting along the O-line at the start of the year is something to monitor and grab a hold of, as far as how do those young guys look and how do they do and things of that nature. Obviously, Van Lannen making some noise in that competition. Second-year man Runyon, Braden in that conversation. A lot of interior stuff up for grabs. I mentioned on Twitter right before going live, I thought Lucas Patrick had a nice bounce back game. Sure, there's some ugly stuff on tape there, but there's also some good stuff. And as you know, he has the pelts on the wall as a veteran player. You know who else has pelts on the wall in the world of fantasy football? That's right. It's Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. That $25 is worth five free entries into the Puppy 3, a fantasy football tournament with $1 million in total prize money and a $200,000 prize for first place. You know, on Underdog, let's say you miss out on drafting Aaron Rodgers in your home league. Lots of people have leagues they've been in for a long time with friends, etc. Let's say you miss out on Rodgers. You can go sign up for Underdog, play more fantasy football, draft Aaron Rodgers five times, and you won't even have to worry about all setting the lineups, making sure he's in there, etc. You'll get Rodgers' best scores throughout the entirety of the season. Every week he's scoring big, he's in your lineup. That's Underdog Fantasy. That's why you want to be there. Now, I hear some of you, many of you probably saying, I don't do fantasy football. That ain't my thing. I like real tactile things that I can touch and grab and maybe leaf through during a game or during the season. Well, you want to head to PackersYearbook.com and get your 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. You can also subscribe to the Game Day magazine. Get it digitally delivered right to your inbox. That's CHTV. That's the code you want to use for 10% off. And while you're perusing the internet, head over to VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com to get this sweet Acme Packers hoodie. You can wear it year-round, represent the Packers, look good doing so. They also got a number of other Acme Packers items there at VINFL.com that you're going to want to check out. Head over there right after I'm done. Don't do it now because you want to hang out, talk some Packers. That's what we do. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Let's get to some super chats right off the bat. Look at these fine folks. Accidental Hero, thanks a lot. Who is more consistent, J.K. Scott or Jay Sternberger? On the advice of counsel, I decline to answer. What else we got here? Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat. Are you setting up a Patreon league on Underdog? I will be doing a Patreon draft. There's no doubt about it. And then, yes, we will follow it throughout the season. Be on the lookout for that on the Patreon page after the third preseason game. What's up with Za'Darius? He's hurt. He's got a back issue. He's been dealing with it. We heard from Coach yesterday saying that, yes, it's a possibility he might miss week one. Brian was asked if it's contract related at all, and he said point blank it's not. So I can only take them at their word. Still dealing with that back injury. Now, we know he came off the NFI and was, or he didn't come off the NFI, but he started to practice at the beginning of last week, then tapered off as the week went on. We'll see. Your guess is as good as mine as far as when he gets back out there. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I know it's early days and only preseason, but Kylan Hill looking like a steal already. Yes, very, very much so. Now, again, as you say, it is very early and it is preseason, but each step is another kind of note toward the fact that, yes, he fell a whole bunch in the draft, and he noted it after the game on Saturday with his tweet of 256, which is his draft position. Look, it's as you say, still early, but man, he looks very, very promising. And I'll tell you what, that's a nice luxury to have in case injury were to befall either of the starting guys, which in the NFL at that position, attrition definitely hits running back probably more so than any other position. It's nice to have a guy who looks so promising able to step in. Morning from West Bend. What's up, Julie? How are you? iKickass44, thanks for the super chat. It's been quiet about the Devontae extension. Think it still gets done? Yes, I think no news is good news in that regard. There hasn't been much rumbling because I don't think either side wants to upset the apple cart, so to speak. They could be talking. It could be all quiet. We don't know, but I still think there's a chance it gets done before the season starts. But we'll see. A lot of times those things can kind of come together quickly. You have to think they've clearly had back and forth throughout the entirety of the offseason. There must be some kind of framework that's been suggested. Clearly, it's about getting to that Hopkins number and or dealing with it. I think Russ Ball can get creative and get it done in a manner pleasing to Devontae and his representatives. We'll see. But if it doesn't get done before week one, it doesn't preclude it getting done during the season. We've seen that happen before, both with David Bakhtiari and others. Good day from London. Dale, good day from New York. I hope you are well. Next, I'm scared we're going to lose Rodgers and Adams after this year. Z next and Jones the year after. Am I wrong? Is this the end? Wow, Jake. Why? Can we get through the third week of preseason? Man, y'all just worry about the craziest shit. I swear to God. Is there a possibility all of that could happen? Yes. Is there a possibility I could step out my door today and get hit by lightning? Yes. Man, why worry about it? Is it going to help? Is it going to stave off the inevitable? No. Don't worry about these things, man. Now, to the crux of the issue. Scared of losing Rodgers and Adams after this year? I wouldn't be scared about losing Adams. I would be scared about losing Rodgers if you are a Rodgers stan and can't live without him. But hey, that's why they drafted Jordan Love. So there's not much of a bump in the road when it comes to the quarterback position. Now, is Jordan Love going to step on the field and play at an MVP level? Of course not. But the idea that suddenly they're going to be in the wilderness, you know, the promise is there for Love. The potential is there. Probably going to him a year or two earlier than they planned, but it was going to happen. And the fact that they looked ahead is a good thing, as opposed to teams like the Dolphins or Broncos who have been in the wilderness for decades. You know? And then as far as Z, yeah, there's a possibility Z could be gone, especially given his contract situation. And Jones the following year, weren't we just talking about how good Kylan Hill looks? You know? This is about the whole thing. This is the whole plan. Like, you got a plan for the future. Yes, I understand we get emotionally attached to players and we want them to succeed. We want them to play well. We root for them because they're Packers. I get it, man. I totally get it. Especially good players like the guys you're talking about are very good and very productive. But, you know, can't pay everybody. And they've paid a lot of people and they're going to have to pay some more. You haven't mentioned Jair there. He's up. They're going to have to pay him a boatload. You know, these things, it all works together. Don't worry about it, man. Decisions will be made in the best interest of the Packers. That's why I laughed all summer long when people, the Packers need an owner. Yeah, because owners who make, you know, rash decisions when it comes to personnel is exactly what the Packers do not need. I get it, man. I get the worry, but just try to let it go. You know? I understand. I really do, but it doesn't do any good. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Remember when we all heard how Gary's a bust? I do remember that. I remember that on draft night. I remember that all rookie year. It's so funny how that's kind of suddenly disappeared. Although there are fringe people on the internet who still insist he's a bust, which I find hilarious. But and that's another point. Talking to the gentleman talking about possibly losing Za'Darius. They drafted Rashawn Gary. In steps Gary. This is the circle of life. That's why they do it, man. Planning ahead. It's like they have a plan or something. It's amazing. Oh. Teams that are built like that are called the Dallas Cowboys. Correct, Sean. Very much correct. How are the cutdowns happening this year? Jeff, they have 3 cutdown dates this year. They're back to that. Brian talked yesterday about how he really liked it when they only had 1. Most personnel guys, I think, would tell you the same. But yes, they're back to 3. They had the cutdown to 85 last week. Tomorrow, I believe the cutdown, the deadline is 4 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, they have to be down to 80. And then next week after the preseason game, it's, I believe it's on a Tuesday, is the cut down to the final 53 and 16-man practice squad. Benkert going to the practice squad. Brandy, that is an excellent question, and I think it's a real quandary for the Packers. I loved Brian playing coy yesterday when asked about the Taysom Hill situation and trying to remember, did we cut him? Was that a release? I can't remember. You know, and then the Saints claimed him. Well, that's the issue, right? If you cut Benkert trying to put him on the practice squad, will someone in today's NFL where quarterback play is king, you've got clearly a guy who's at least viable. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be a star, even a bona fide starter in the NFL, but at least someone who could get you through a game. I think he showed that on Saturday. That's a precious commodity. So you've cut him trying to get him on the practice squad. It's every possibility he could get claimed. Now, a team claiming him would have to put him on the 53-man roster. And, you know, you have to make that determination. Is someone going to be, I won't say desperate enough, but, you know, in need of a backup quarterback in such a dire way that they're going to put this guy who's been a practice squatter his entire career onto their 53-man roster to back up their dude, you know, or to be a third quarterback even, but he'd still be on the 53. So it's unlikely, I would say, that a team would do that, but you never know. So that's the juggling act, and that's the hard decision I think Brian's going to have to make after the Buffalo preseason game. I suspect they'll try. I think they'll try to, you know, get him onto the practice squad. But I've been surprised before. Possibly they try to, they do put him on the 53 and then cut him later and then try to put him on the practice squad. But you never know. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Have the Packers ever let someone of Jair's stature walk after failing to re-sign him after his rookie contract? I mean, he wasn't renowned or, you know, kind of respected and or recognized as at Jair's level, clearly. But Micah Hyde comes to mind. They didn't even talk to Micah about a contract. Now, that was because they were supposedly set at safety. One of those safeties was Clinton fucking Dix. But, yeah, I mean, Micah Hyde's a pretty decent example. He was playing his best ball in his fourth year, turning into the player we've all seen in Buffalo. The Packers just let him walk. So, yeah, there's some precedence there. Now, that said, I think Jair's more obvious and important to re-sign than Micah was at that point. I would be absolutely shocked if they don't get something done with Jair. He's a core player, and Brian has said often, core players, they get signed. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts?
So many thoughts.
J.K. Scott is a liability. Oh, wait. Philip, are you the dude who has put, like, J.K. Scott is terrible, J.K. Scott is a liability, J.K. Scott has got to go on, like, every post on Cheesehead TV for the last 48 hours? Dude, message received. Thanks, buddy. I will say I was going to ask Brian about J.K. Scott yesterday, and then Jason Wallers just cut the press conference off without even going to Zoom, so thanks for that, Wallers. My question was going to be, I'll say it here now since I didn't get to say it yesterday, was, Brian, if a punter wins, quote-unquote, the battle in camp and then proceed, you know, a punter who has had a history of inconsistency wins the battle in camp and then goes out and has a few nice hits but also a 21-yarder, is it time to find a new punter? Literally was what I was going to ask Brian yesterday but didn't get a chance. Savage and Gary will be interesting who they re-sign. Man, you guys are so, like, far down the road. Yes, it will be interesting in the year of 2072. You know, like, yo, can we get through the Buffalo game? Dylan running fools over in Lambeau in the snow late December is going to be a sight to see. It already has been against the Tennessee Titans last year. And, yes, it will be again this December. Oh, I hope there's snow in Lambeau. Oh, I hope they extend J.K. Scott. Seattle, I suspect you're being sarcastic. At least that's my hope. Sign Alexander, let Adams go. Ooh, Ivan. Ivan with a controversy. I think they can maneuver to make both happen. I have faith, especially with the explosion of the salary cap in a year and a half. I'm all in. Who's your Jake Kumerow, a player who would make you upset if they cut him? Andrew, that's a good question. I don't know, man. There's not really a dude that I'm like all in on that I think, you know, should 1,000,000,000% be on the roster without question. That, you know, is seriously in any kind of danger of being cut. I can't, you know, there's guys I like personally, but, you know, business is business. It ain't show friends, it's show business. So we'll see. How did Yosh Nyman look? Steven, he looked much, much better. And again, as I said in my five guys who need to step it up video, I thought he did some nice things against the Texans. That none of that got talked about, of course, because of the problems in the run game and then the sack he gave up. But I thought he looked much better in the run game against the Jets. I mean, night and day improved. So I don't know if it's enough to get him on the 53-man roster, but it was an improvement. No doubt about that. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Most underrated, overrated Packer in the last decade. Holy shellac. Last decade. Man, you guys with these questions. Last decade. Overrated? Underrated. Most underrated? Justin Perillo. Give me Justin Perillo. Packers did him dirty. Most overrated? Man, I don't know. Feels like, you know, by the time their time with the Packers is over, they're probably rated, you know. When he was signed, Jimmy Graham. Let's go with that. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Are the Packers going to be able to pay Jair, Savage, and Amos all what they deserve coming up, or do you think they'll have to let someone walk? I think, you know, it's going to be tricky. I think Amos is probably the first in line if you're looking for guys to extend and get their cap hits down and tack a few years onto their deal. Jair is going to get humongous, insane money. And then Savage, yeah. I think Savage gets done eventually. But, I mean, those are all balls in the air. I know they've had initial contact with Jair's people, so I got to think that gets done first. That's obviously the priority. Yosh season is back. Let's go. Go Pack Go 297. Thanks for the super chat. I know he's probably not in danger, but my Kumerow is Funchess. I don't know if I agree that he's probably not in danger. I don't think it's any sure thing that he makes the roster. Man, people get touchy about this. Like, I love the guy. I love his story. I love that he's back and he looks good, but he was injured last week, didn't play in the second preseason game, and Malik Taylor looks really nice and contributes mightily on special teams. If they keep Taylor, that's six dudes. You keeping Funchess at a seventh guy who doesn't play teams? Now, maybe they keep him over Taylor. There's every possibility that happens. But not in danger? I would not agree with that assessment. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Does Raji do appearances? If so, watch party one. Fun. Thanks, Dustin. Raji is completely off the map. I know it's Ryan Wood is the only person I've seen who's been able to contact him with any kind of success. Because I know he did the story of, you know, I think he broke the news of Raji retiring. So he's clearly got some kind of in there. But other than that, I have not seen or heard from BJ Raji in years. Could they keep four running backs? Dexter Williams looked good as a kick returner. I mean, they could, Jonathan, but that's Kylan Hill's job, kick return. Although he's got, oh man, he had one there. He kind of pussyfooted around there. He's just got to put his foot in the ground and get upfield. Could they keep Dexter? Yes. Will they? I doubt it. But we'll see. Every year we get all excited about the sixth or seventh wide receiver. Every year. Ray, it's that time of the season, right? It's hope springs eternal. We're all very excited about every dude wearing the green and gold. Yeah, some more than others. But, yeah, you're right. Every year this happens. And, hey, that's a tradition. It's what we do here. I'd rather be doing that than worried about, like, who the starting left tackle is going to be. Which the Packers, they don't even have their starting left tackle, and they're fine because they've got Elgin Jenkins. Like, we've got such champagne problems in Green Bay. It's crazy. It's crazy. I wish more Packers fans recognized that, by the way. Like, we're literally sitting here arguing about who's going to be the sixth wide receiver. Where in, like, plenty of NFL towns, they're wondering who, A, the starting quarterback is going to be, and B, like, how, like, legitimate contributing starters are going to pan out. Robin, I missed your last super chat, buddy. I'm on my way. What does Super Nanny say? I'm on my way. I'm going all the way back up, buddy. There you are. Thanks for the super chat. I'm watching you on Silent at Edinburgh Festival on holiday, and I'm very drunk. I do think Slayton could be a sneaky gem of this draft. Love you, Nags. Thank you, Robin. Wait a second. You are on Silent at Edinburgh Festival, and you're drunk. So you're not going to watch this till later. I just wanted to let you know, Robin, you're a real one. And sending my love to the missus. Hope you guys are doing well. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Go, Pat, go. Thanks, buddy. Hope things are well in Canada. No, got that one, got that one. I'm getting paid to sit on a log and do nothing right now. Scuzzed out vagrant. Apt. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Yes, we have a ridiculous accumulation of wealth at positions. Pappy's happy Monday. TKM, very well stated. At least we're not the Bears, Tim. It's always something you can say. Even when the Packers go, you know, under 500 for a season, at least they're not the Bears, who still eternally suck. All right, everybody, going to have to get going. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.